In this book is an outline purporting to be a, quote, picture of a physeter or spermaceti whale drawn by scale from one killed on the coast of Mexico, August 1793, and hoisted on deck. I doubt not the captain had this veracious picture taken for the benefit of his marines. To mention but one thing about it, let me say that it has an eye which, applied, according to the accompanying scale, to a full-grown sperm whale, would make the eye of that whale a bow window some 5 feet long. Ah, my gallant captain, why did you not give us Jonah looking out of that eye? Nor are the most conscientious compilations of natural history for the benefit of the young and tender free from the same heinousness of mistake. Look at that popular work, Goldsmith's Animated Nature. In the abridged London edition of 1807, there are plates of an alleged whale and a narwhal. I do not wish to seem inelegant, but this unsightly whale looks much like an amputated sow, and as for the narwhal, one glimpse at it is enough to amaze one that in this 19th century such a hippogriff could be palmed for genuine upon any intelligent public of schoolboys. Then again, in 1825, Bernard Germain, Count de Lacépède, a great naturalist, published a scientific, systematized whale book, wherein are several pictures of the different species of the Leviathan,